Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. So, a lot of brides will not get a venue if it doesn't have good Wi-Fi. And so the curmudgeons in us here are like, what? Shouldn't you be enjoying your wedding instead of posting things online? And, you know, Kayla is with us from Phoenix. Do I have some insight on this?
So a lot of people have family members out of state who are unable to travel to the wedding. Mm-hmm. And they want to live stream it for their family out of state while it's happening. And they need Wi-Fi to be able to do that.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense.
That does make sense. I feel better.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yes. Because we were picturing taking the selfies before taking
yes.
it out.
Exactly.
Right. Which makes sense. Yeah. But a lot of people just can't afford to travel or are homebound.
They're
and
sure.
they want
yeah.
to be able to involve yeah. their family.
Okay.
You brought some sanity to the thought process.
Yes.
Now, have you experienced this?
I have experienced where my family was unavailable to make it, but I didn't get to live stream it, unfortunately, because this was, 10 years ago before that was a thing.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can join the Back in My Day Club.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome.
Yeah. When we got married, outside in the snow.
I had to walk down the aisle uphill both ways.
That's right. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Karen from Michigan. How are you?
Well, hi, Karen. We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I was listening to you guys a few minutes ago, and you mentioned something about the 2-2-2 and whether or not you take the kids.
Yeah. What it is it's going on a date, right, every 2 weeks. Spend a weekend away every 2 months and taking a week-long vacation every 2 years. So what do you think?
Well, my brother has 5 girls, and he told me that if you take the kids, it's a trip, and if you just take your wife, it's a vacation.
That's good.
Family Life Radio. This is Kenkel Fritz and Friends.
Maybe you struggle with loving people at times. I think we understand, all of us, people can be difficult. Mm-hmm. I can be difficult.
There are
can
certain
be
individuals that are called EGR, extra grace required.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Okay, I like that. I like that term. It's something that I really struggle with. I can be, I think anybody who knows me knows I can be a very harsh person at times. And once somebody does me wrong, that tends to be all I can see about a person. And I really struggle seeing past that one thing. And so I've really been asking God, I'm like, God, show me how to love people like you love people. Help me to stop being so harsh. Help me to see people the way you see people. And I ran across this beautiful series of paintings, and it's from a collection called the Salt and Gold Collection, and it's Jesus washing the feet of different people. And so he's washing the feet of an EMT worker and a policeman and a protester. Our current president, the last president we had, a mom, an addict, Judas, the one that really moved me, probably because it's something that I struggle with, washing the feet of a depressed person and then sitting behind the depressed person, cradling them, but just all walks of life, all kinds of people, and he's washing their feet. And then at the very end, it says, you know who you need to see in this seat. And oh my goodness. So then my mind started filling in all these people. Like, he would wash their feet too, Misty. He loves them too, just as much as he loves you.
The person that you don't like, he's washing their feet.
He's washing their feet.
I'm going to say this because you said our current president, our former president, the president you don't like, he's washing their feet.
He's washing their feet.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
He's washing your feet today.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
Good news. I got that good news. Got any good news? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Jill is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yesterday I went to meet my parents. My mom brought me a salad bowl full of money.
Oh, a salad bowl full of money?
A salad bowl. It was, yes, and it was full of money. It was something that my mom and dad had won at a gala.
Wow.
Huh. Like a donation kind of gala thing, and they won the salad bowl, and it had $850 in it, and it was just a praise because that goes for my kids' Christmas, and we have 5 kids, so that goes.
Wow.
Hey!
That's cool.
It will help a lot for Christmas, but our brakes are bad on our car, so it will help a lot.
Well, I think a lot of people would love to have a salad bowl full of money.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know where the money was going to come from for a break, and they know that we struggle quite a bit.
Sure.
So I was really, really excited to see that.
That is fantastic.
Mm, yeah.
What a blessing.
So, yes, it was awesome.
So I love this. Let's just picture this, guys. A salad bowl full of money, some 20s and, you know, some hundreds. And,
I know.
And then they even had some that were gathered that looked like a tomato.
Yeah.
That's so clever.
It is clever. Quarters that are croutons, you know?
Uh-huh. I want to start every meal this way.
Yes.
Please pass the salad.
It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. All right, it's time for Little Laughs. Little kids telling their jokes at 888-888-9976. We do allow dads to come through if we don't get little laughers. So if we got a dad joke out there, we'll let it slide. But yeah, especially if your children are under 15, have them give us a call. And who is this?
Hi, I'm Chloe Grant.
You're Hi. Chloe?
Yeah, I've got a joke for you.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Nine years
old.
Wow, you're a young comedian.
I know, you're on your way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hear that confidence? All right, let's hear your joke.
Why couldn't the skunk pay for the gift he bought?
Why couldn't the who?
Skunk pay for the gift he bought.
Why couldn't the skunk pay for the gift he bought?
Well, you know, I'm thinking skunks. What's their main source of income? Do they have money? You know, they
stink a lot.
They just smell up the place. No. I don't know. Why? How come?
He only had 1 cent, and it was bad.
All right. You have a little laugher? We got to hear from them. 888-888-9976. Send us those bad-smelling jokes. Well, more than likely, you have regrets. I think we all have. We've made mistakes. We've done things we're not proud of. And there's shame involved in that. So this is awesome. We have a book for you. Break Up with What Broke You, How God Redeems and Rewrites Your Story. We have Christian Bevere with us this morning.
Would you say it's easier to hide those moments, or should we share the most shameful parts of our story and how God walked us through that and how he's redeeming it?
The enemy likes to throw shame at shame. Like, how dare you mess up? Why would you tell anyone? But it reminds me of even how Jesus was in the wilderness. We see that the enemy comes to him not with lies of deception, but with actually the word of God. He tries to taint it, and manipulation is his key tactic. So whenever we come to a place, especially for someone that's been through something that was traumatizing or debilitating or tantalizing, and him saying, how dare you share that? Are you really healed? You know, could God really heal you and your story, right? That's the key thing he likes to do, is isolate us and think, no one's been there. You're way farther away from God than anyone else is. You're so much dirtier than anyone else. And so I think part of even being able to share those testimonies, really, because we know that we overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, is letting that double shame not come back as a secondary wave to keep us from sharing the good news of, like, God healed me from this. And so I think it's an interesting account for each person. I know for me, there's some things that God has shown me, even as after I released the book, of, hey, I'm bringing this to mind now, and you and I are just going to go on this healing journey, and it's for us. And then there's some things where he's like, this is going to be painful to write about, but there's so many other women that are going through the same thing. So I think it's a case-by-case basis, but what I would tell anyone is we all have a testimony. We all have a story. You don't have to be a radio host or an author to make a difference, but just walking and glorifying God in all that we do, in the highs and the lows, is such a powerful way to glorify Him, and I think, honestly, make the enemy mad.
Maybe you've accidentally committed a crime? Didn't know it? It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty, what happened?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Every payday is when we do our big order of groceries, and I put it in to pick it up because I don't want to wander the aisles and gather things myself. I'm lazy. But inevitably, I forget one or two or, you know,
then
10
you gotta
or 20
go inside
things,
anyway.
And I have to go inside anyway. Okay. So I did that yesterday. What I didn't realize was that the store was under construction. And so it was utter chaos inside. Half of the aisles that you check out in were shut down. And it took forever to get up there and check out. I did self-checkout. One of my items didn't scan. They had to do a price check. They couldn't find it. It was just a whole ordeal. So it took forever to get out. When I got out to my car, I'm unloading. And I had a couple of big items. And I saw that underneath my big items were two bars of soap that I had not paid for.
Misty.
Oh, naughty.
And I had waited in line so long. And so I looked at these bars of soap and I looked back at the utter chaos that was the store. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I'll make an extra donation to Compassion International this month. I can't do it. I can't go back in there. And I took the soap and ran.
So you still
have
it?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I can tell you where she can be found.
I'm kidding. I went back in and I paid for it. I did.
I think you just changed your story.
No, I did. It took another half hour just to pay for those two bars of soap.
Are you kidding me? Where'd you shop?
I'm not gonna say, but I may have done a little research in line on what the penalty is for shoplifting less than $20 of merchandise. on the off chance it happens again.
You know, be on your record for life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it, but I was contemplating it for a second.
Here's the question for you.
Yeah.
What's worth what happened to you,
mm-hmm.
or when you've already paid for everything and you're walking out the door and
That's the worst.
Oh, because then everyone's looking at you like,
yes.
What? What did I eat?
I know.
I don't know what.
That would have been really embarrassing. And this is a store that typically is known for stationing people at the doors. It's very unlikely normally that you get out of the store with something in your cart because they make you look like they look at your, especially when you do self-checkout, they examine the receipt. They didn't do that. There was nobody, the store was just so chaotic, nobody was paying attention.
All right, well, after all those excuses.
I could have done it.
We are doing a show with a criminal.
No! I went back and paid for it.
She's right.
I don't look good in orange. I'm not gonna steal the soap.
I love Sally got all Christian. She repented. You know, and actually when you go to the definition of repent, it's come back from the way you came. Turn your life around. And pay for your I gotta know.
Pay for your soap.
Have you accidentally have a life of crime like Misty? We gotta hear what happened with you. All right, give us a call. Here's that number. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that Joy Report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I just turned on Family Life Radio. I always play it in my store. I just got to my store to open, and as I was walking to my radio, I started singing this song that's playing right now in my head and started singing it out loud as I was walking to my radio. And then I turned it on, and then I started questioning myself, like, did I already have it on earlier? Did I know that it was on?
Oh, that's awesome.
That is hilarious.
Love that.
That was the perfect time for me to turn it on.
That is crazy.
So yeah.
When you turned on the radio, did it match where you were singing?
Pretty much.
Wow. Well, then you must have been inside my head going, let's start this song next. That's
what kind of store do you have?
I have a boutique, and I've called before. I'm in St. Louis.
Oh.
So I have clothing and furniture and home decor and a bunch of stuff, and I always play Family Life Radio every day, and I get a ton of people, at least one every day, that tells me that they like my radio station.
Oh, cool. That's great.
So I know that it impacts the community here and everything.
Cool.
Yep. And I love the station, absolutely love it. So I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.
I'll be here with you till 5 o'clock.
All right, cool.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Maybe you've gotten out to the parking lot, started loading groceries in your car, and you realize, I didn't pay for that. Maybe you're a criminal just like Misty is.
Oh, no.
Ooh, realize she didn't pay for some soap. Yeah. Is that you? Are you this?
Good morning. I'm a criminal like Misty, kind of.
Oh, my.
We can share a cell.
What's your name and where are you calling from? Or do you want to tell us?
My name is Joy, and I'm calling you from New Mexico.
Okay, Joy. Your name is actually Melanie, but now we know you're changing it. All right, yes, Joy.
So the last time we were at Sam's Club, which was about a week ago, I had a very small item under a bunch of big items. My husband and I wound up checking out, and then we got to the car and started unloading, and I found the small item, which was not a bar of soap. It was a $20 pair of sunglasses.
Oh.
So I looked at that and looked back at the store and said, ugh. I took the sunglasses back into the store, said, we accidentally did not pay for these. And she said, okay. And then she pointed me toward customer service so I could go pay for them. That line was like 10 people long.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, nah, I think I'm good. Thanks anyway.
So you just put them down and walked out?
Yeah. And then I walked out without the sunglasses.
I really was kidding. I did go back and pay for it.
Right.
I took half an hour to pay for two bars of soap that my husband has really been wanting.
Right now, Misty sounds like she's 11.
I did. Maybe 10. Misty, there's a special soap all ready for you. It's okay.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.